Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 7:45. The number of Americans with a favorable view of Mexico is growing, but the feeling is not mutual. Fronteras reporter Matthew Casey has more on new data from the Pew Research Center.
The Pew Research Center found that the percentage of Americans with a positive view of Mexico jumped 12 points since 2010 to 66% overall. Meanwhile, the number of Mexicans with a positive view of the U.S. has plunged by 36% in just 2 years. Lisa Magana is the interim director of ASU's School of Transborder Studies.
I would suggest that Mexico's unfavorable view of the U.S. is a direct correlation of the rhetoric from Donald Trump and his building of the wall, and that Mexico is supposed to pay for it.
Companies competing for the contract to build the border wall finished their prototypes last week. Federal officials say they'll now be tested for safety and effectiveness. The Pew report found that roughly one-third of Americans favor building the wall. In Phoenix, I'm Matthew Casey.
In other news, when the oil and gas industry takes a dive, so do economies in some rural areas where a lot of the jobs come from drilling. A business incubator is helping entrepreneurs on the Navajo Nation with the idea that local skills and talents are key to independence from the fossil fuel and mining industries. Marisa DeMarco reports.
There are about 1,000 or so residents in Loup on the Navajo Nation in northern Arizona. They drive about an hour to get to a supermarket with fresh fruits and vegetables. Farmer Stacy Jensen is trying to change that by growing and trading food.
Like, for example, I'll get apricots and peaches from Monavi to the city area, get some beans from Hopi, from the Mesas, then down here, Apache, I know they have some really good corn. And then you just bring them up and we're trying to create a food hub.
Jensen is envisioning a market on the North Loup family farm. The co-op of local families here grows white, blue, and yellow corn, a variety of melons and squash, chili, potatoes, onions, garlic, all with environmentally sensitive practices.
We don't try and rely on chemical pesticides or, you know, herbicides or anything like that. Even with our fertilizer, you know, we go to Grandma, invade her sheep corral, and then we bring all that manure back.
Grandma is Betty Kelly. She's in her 90s, and she works on the farm all season long. She drives up in a big white truck, and then she sits on a folding chair in the greenhouse for an interview. She loves to see young people working with the food as it grows here on the farm. She compares raising kids to raising corn and says they're both dear to her and give a lot of meaning to her life. You treat seeds like you treat kids, she says, with respect and care. When she was growing up, Kelly says, gardening was how people ate. It's part of regional independence and self-reliance. To this day, in her fridge and freezer, she has stacks of produce that she grew here on the farm. That's how she eats all year long. But the tradition isn't always passed on, Kelly says. Jessica Stego is with the Native American Business Incubator Network, or NABIN.
If you go back 30, 40 years ago, this wave of jobs came for our people and revenue into our tribes, which was good.
She says those jobs came from companies with no real stake in the community.
But now we're facing the same economic decline and we're facing the same depressive economies that we faced 30, 40 years ago.
The official unemployment rate on the Navajo Nation is at least 3 times higher than New Mexico's, and New Mexico's rate is almost the highest among the 50 states. Naaman says part of the solution here is supporting local entrepreneurs, people like farmer Stacy Jensen, so jobs can spring up and money can stay on the reservation. The goal is to start 25 businesses every year. Right now, they're working with about 12. Stego says economies that rely on certain industries are often based solely on cash and money, but they don't have to be that way.
Every economy, both on and off the reservation, can look at how do we go back to just the basics, having food, healthy food available for the people that live here, and a way for them to sustain their family.
There's a barter economy at work too, so getting a solid count of businesses is a challenge. Elaine Young is the manager for the Small Business Development Department in Window Rock.
We don't capture a lot of the business here on the Navajo Nation, the activities that are going on. A lot of our Navajo people still do traditional basket weaving, rug weaving, silversmith.
Those skills are learned at an early age, Young says, and it's hard for folks to understand why they should establish an official business. Plus, U.S. government put a ton of regulatory hurdles on the reservation, so a lot of Navajo entrepreneurs start their businesses in the border towns instead. Young says encouraging small business here could be a big boost to the economy.
What would change that we're hoping to see is the unemployment. You will see a difference there, as well as the nation benefiting as a whole, bringing in the sales dollar. Just pretty much employing more of our own people.
Young wants to see the talents and education of tribal members put to use on the Navajo Nation, she says, to create local companies and corporations rather than relying on outside resources. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.